The Bird Show.
Kaylee here wants to give some advice to women. Like, if you want your men to be more honest, then there's a strategy behind it, he thinks. And we should also say the disclaimer, Kaylee's comments do not necessarily reflect those of the Bird Show.
Yeah, maybe so. It's probably a good one.
That disclaimer is literally on the front of every true crime podcast I've ever listened to.
Well, anytime he comes on, we should actually have that produced.
That would actually be cool. I would welcome that.
But it can't be your voice.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so I've had this, I've noticed this. It's an observation, and, you know, there are some bad dudes out there who lie, steal, cheat, whatever. But I'm talking about the average, you know, decent guy.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is that when you are forthcoming and you do tell the truth, if you're in a relationship or you're dealing with somebody that consistently gives you backlash for whatever it is, and for something stupid.
Are we describing backlash as conversation?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a way.
Dialogue?
Yeah.
Just dialogue.
When she talks and I talk, I don't need that kind of backlash. Yeah.
No, but you know.
You want us just to take the truth and shut up?
That'd be damn nice.
when she responds to what I'm saying, that's backlash.
Yes. No, but I think, I mean, at least for dudes, and maybe you ladies have experienced this with a person you've dated. Maybe it's a dude. I'm not saying the roles can't be reversed, but it's like when you tell somebody something and then you know in the back of your mind that this could be an issue. It could be as simple as, hey, I'm going to go meet the boys for a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
But if you know that potentially is going to cause a crappy vibe when you get home, you might avoid it by just going, you know what? I'm just going to tell a white lie because I don't want to have to deal with it. And if I can slide that little white lie by her, well, then I don't have to deal with it and she's none the wiser.
Okay. Are you talking from personal experience here?
Well, this isn't currently about my current situation, but I have dated people in the past where, you know, I found myself like, why am I lying about this? But, oh, I know why. Because I don't want to deal with her.
Well, you said, I think you raised a really good point there also, is that these are women in your past that didn't fit who you were anyway. So they were forcing you into lying. So what you were looking for was a woman to go, yeah, of course, go out and hang out with your friends. But you didn't pair with somebody like that. So you had to have all these little white lies to squash the tension until you found Aaron, who's like, yeah, I don't even want you in the house.
But I still, even with my current relationship, at some points, like I'm not saying I lie, but I might even question going, wow, okay, I know I'm going to get some backlash when I say this.
If I bring this up, I know there's going to be heat, right?
Yeah. I'm going to come home to the cold shoulder. But this isn't really about me and my current, but I had lunch with a friend who is in a relationship where he's constantly doing that because he doesn't want to deal with the backlash or the bad vibe when he walks in the door. Bert, you've been in relationships throughout your life. Have you ever found yourself going, you know what? I'm probably just not going to just lay it all out here because I just don't want to deal with it.
Not once, Kaylee.
You can't do that when I took a sip of coffee.
Don't even know what you're talking about, bro. I got your back, bro. I got you. I think I understand what you're trying to say. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've been in situations where I was in a healthy relationship, but I knew if I was being honest with myself, if I would have said, like, I'm going out with my friends. And literally, that's all I'm doing. It's an innocent night out with my friends. If I come back home, it might be a bit of the vibe is going to be off.
Right.
She's not going to be the
cold
happiest
shoulder.
With
you're going to try to get in bed, cuddle, and she'd be like, don't touch me.
So if I make up a lie, like, I got to do this for work.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Isn't the classic example like the dudes end up like at a strip club one night? It wasn't intended. You go to a sports club, and then some dude goes, you know, it'd be really fun. Let's go to a strip club. So you all go there. Nothing happens except you're tipping, drinking. Yeah, you're looking at naked women.
Make
but but you know when you walk in the house that it's going to be crap. So you're just like, she's like, "What'd you guys do?" And you're like, "I went to a sports bar. We just got drunk."
No,
absolutely.
But you omit the strip club.
I'm not, I actually, believe it or not, I got your back on this one.
Oh, thank you.
I think there are, and it's not even for like that extreme of a situation. No, you're literally doing what you're saying you're doing,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But there are some people who like to make things difficult for difficult's sake, and they like to pick fights. They like to make things complicated, and that's just, it's like in their DNA. So rather than come forward with and be forthright with what you're doing, it's easier just to present a little white lie than to have to deal with the nonsense, because it's literally nonsensical why they are making a big deal about something that really honestly shouldn't be a big deal. However, I do want to say the moment you start doing those white lies is the moment you need to start evaluating that relationship, because that's not a relationship you should be in.
Amen.
Absolutely. And then let me just point out that if you get caught in one of those white lies, then it's going to be, oh, if you're going to lie about this, then what else would you lie about? You'll lie about the bigger things.
Or what have you been lying
about? Yeah, right. But at the same time, I guess for my friend, sometimes it's worth rolling that dice. It's worth that gamble.
The Burt Show.